Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake, and joining me on the show here, the founder, author of Gophers Guru, Daniel House, has covered the Gophers for I don't know how long, House. It's been a really long time. And I would say, Daniel, during your time covering the Gophers, that Max Brosmer was the best quarterback that you ever saw there. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. One of the most experienced quarterbacks, too, coming from New Hampshire, is seasoned product. You know, then they were able to fit him in the scheme, and it went really well for him.
It did. And, you know, about halfway through the season last year, I thought, am I imagining this, or does this kid look like he might have pro potential? And when the Vikings signed him, of course, there's a little bit of like, oh, yeah, it's a local kid, whatever. I didn't look at it that way, Daniel, because not only is he experienced, but I think he has a lot of things that transfer over from college to the pros, the way he sees the game, the way he prepares, kind of a football nut. I mean, what did you see from him as that season last year was going along that may have indicated he one day would have a chance to start in the NFL?
I think it goes back to New Hampshire as well. I mean, you look at where he played. He always talked about it at 6 o'clock in the morning. They didn't even have an indoor facility. He's out throwing balls in negative wind chill to his receivers. And he comes up to the Big Ten and he's like, man, look at these resources that are available. And Minnesota made him a priority early in the process and fit in very nicely to Greg Harbaugh's system, which has a lot of NFL elements to it. Pre-snap motion, being able to set stuff up for the receivers in that category. And they needed a quarterback with quick release, good processing, can see the field. They've got a very quick release. I think that's one of the strengths of his game. But, you know, you watch back, one of the strengths of his game, I'd say, is red zone passing, ball placement, being able to throw receivers open with anticipation. Last year, he's just able to come in and just acclimate extremely fast. I mean, everybody rallied around him, very good leader. Like you said, football nut. I mean, the guy is all in on ball, and he picked it up very fast. I think that's an excellent way to handle a quarterback development now. You know, these guys play at the FCS. There's a lot of talent there. They come up, they've learned, they've taken their lumps, and then come up to the Big Ten and produce well.
You know, when you talk about all these things, these boxes that he checked, his mentality, I think he was an accurate passer, and especially as we see in the NFL every week, getting rid of the football, J.J. McCarthy, might be a good idea for Max Brosmer against the Seattle Seahawks. But why do you think, after the season that he had, why do you think that he didn't at least garner like a sixth or a seventh round draft pick?
I was surprised he didn't get picked in the late rounds as well, especially as well as he interviews and you get him on a board and watch what he can do. I mean, that's the thing when he came in here right away, he picked up the system very fast. I don't know if it was maybe they were worried about, you know, he only had 1 year of sample size translating up from the FCS, but I mean, to watch him progress as the season went on, I mean, you watch him play against Michigan last year. Penn State was a very good game. I think some of those things that those teams did on defense will actually help him quite a bit. Those NFL-style defenses that do a lot of stuff with coverage disguise is going to help him in a game like this against Seattle. So yeah, he's witnessed a lot of stuff at all FCS to the Big Ten, handling the speed jump. I think that's what people forget. Like, he's witnessed the game at every level. He's played it at high school, FCS, Big Ten, now the NFL. I was surprised he didn't get picked too, just because, you know, the film was good and how he interviews.
Yeah, I guess my only thing would probably be, and he talks about this as well, is just that he doesn't have freakish athleticism. He doesn't have one crazy trait, maybe a little bit on the older side. But what's based on how much you've seen him, Daniel, and I know I covered him in the preseason, but not much more than that in training camp practices, where he was very good and he earned a roster spot. So he deserves that. But what's a reasonable expectation? I mean, this is about as hard as it gets. He's going to be without Donovan Jackson, might be without Christian Darrisaw. He's starting against a Seattle team that gave Matthew Stafford a lot of problems in a game. I mean, this feels like, of all the times to get your debut, this was not the easiest one.
Yeah, that's what I said too today. I'm like, oh, the left side of the offensive line's undergoing transition. You know, you're going to have to do some different things to try to help out there. You're going to have different personnel along the line of scrimmage. But I'm telling you, man, this guy has just, like, every step of the way when he's had an opportunity, he's maximized it. Like, getting the chance, you know, he got hurt at the FCS level. He missed a whole season. He came back, played two seasons after that, and just got better each year. Comes to the Big Ten, maximizes that opportunity, does well in the preseason. So I'm excited to see how he does, because he's wired differently. I mean, getting to spend time with him, seeing how he's wired, it's not surprising that him and Kevin O'Connell mesh very well. I mean, Greg Harbaugh, the offensive coordinator at Minnesota, you know, he does a lot of NFL stuff too, and I think that's helped him translate quite well to Minnesota system. He reminds me a lot like a young Rich Gannon, the quick release, like the red zone passing, the timing, the anticipation piece. He reminds me a lot of him.
Yeah, I think that I could see it, because, I mean, you got to go back a little ways for Rich with the Raiders, but just the quick reads and getting the ball out. And this is the thing that I think, Daniel, they need so badly, is just somebody to get the train on the tracks. I mean, with J.J. McCarthy, every time he's been out there, it feels so chaotic. Like, even the games that they've won with him in there were pure chaos. It was losing for three quarters, then coming back. It was, you know, kind of craziness in the middle of the game against Detroit, and then finding a way at the end to get a little help from the special teams. But even then, couldn't quite get in the end zone. And I mean, it just, you know, this, I think they need to be settled down a little bit to just allow their wide receivers to catch footballs. I mean, it's felt like, in certain times where the ball is just flying over Justin Jefferson's head, and what can you even do there? Or there's so many sacks that are being taken that Jordan Addison gets one target against Green Bay. I think it will actually be a little refreshing to see someone just drop back to pass and step and throw to the wide receivers.
Yeah, I think there's just a lot of thinking going on with JJ right now. Mechanically, are my feet in the right spot? You know, I've got to see the field. I felt like pocket, being able to move in the pocket last game was a problem. Like, I don't think you have to worry about that as much with Max. You know, like, his mechanics are solid. He sees the field. He's clean from that standpoint. Like, Quincy Avery did a great job working with him and developing him. And he's good with the mechanic space, so he can go in there and just play the game. I think that's what I noticed with JJ, is like, he's trying to play the game and also try to improve the mechanics piece. I think the quick passing game, I think if Kevin O'Connell can come up with, you know, the quick game route design to get the ball out fast, keep the offense on track and run the ball a little bit, I think, you know, Burlesmer can execute the system well. It's just going to be, like you say, is a supporting cast there to help him, especially on the offensive line this week.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a big challenge. I don't think anybody expects a victory when you're an 11.5-point underdog, but at least look competitive, unlike a couple of games that they've had with McCarthy in there. I did want to ask you about the Gophers and Drake Lindsey, because I know that Max has been working with Drake for these last 2 years, and I think he got a game ball at one point just for all the stuff that he's done to contribute that. He looks to me like a quarterback that can grow over the years here with Minnesota and be really something. Now, I know that Northwestern doesn't have the best defense in the world, but he was very, very impressive in that game. Needed one or two stops from his defense. But how far do you think he can go? Like, where can he take this skill set in the coming years?
I think he's got a ton of potential. Like you said, you know, he hasn't looked like a freshman this year. There hasn't been a lot of moments.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Where he struggled with the type of defenses that have been presented to him. You know, it's been more of, like you say, the defense or supporting cast, that type of thing. Like, you see him being able to make all the throws. Like, there's instances where he's able to throw receivers open from the opposite hash. I thought there was, like, three throws in the last game that were very impressive. There's only one performance the whole year, the Michigan State game, where, you know, he's a little bit confused with a different type of defense they put in place. But, I mean, like you say, this was a good building block year. I mean, you watch him be able to, you know, throw the ball at all three levels. And I think the anticipation trait is the big thing. Minnesota was definitely zeroing in on that when they watched him play down in Arkansas. And it's translated nicely to the Big Ten. So if they can get some good pieces around him, he's someone that they can build around for the future.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that there's just a lot of tools there to work with, specifically the arm talent. But, you know, he's got size, and it seems like he sees the field pretty well for somebody who is so young. They're playing Wisconsin. That's a pretty important game here in the old state of Minnesota. They're going to win this one, right, House?
I think this is going to be an entertaining game because Wisconsin's playing a lot better. I mean, their defensive line, they had 5 sacks in each of the last 3 games. Defense seems to be gelling. Offensively, they've struggled. I mean, this is a game where if Minnesota can stop the run, get Wisconsin in passing down situations, then I think, you know, you can create a couple takeaways and get off the field. But that's going to be the key. They use a lot of misdirection and creative run game wrinkles. So if Minnesota wants to win this game, they got to stop the run. But this feels like a game, whoever gets to 20 points first is probably going to end up winning. And I think the weather is going to neutralize the game a little bit too.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I thought that last week too, and it ended up turning out to be a wild shootout. So
yeah.
I guess we never know. Daniel House, Gophers Guru, is an absolute must. Go check him out. You can find that, you know, Gophers Guru at Daniel House MN on Twitter as well. Thanks for dropping by, man. Great to talk with you. Great to catch up.
Hey, great catching up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.